Live. And you can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. We continue here by taking your phone calls about anything. That is the point of this program. But Dale, let's get into the discussion that we teased last hour. The idea of, summarize what you're going to talk about.
Well, I was prepared to talk about it, but now there have been so many calls. No, I'm fine. Evan was, I was sort of inspired by your discussion a few nights ago. I was listening in when you were talking about Evan when he declared his sovereignty, and he made a point to have a declaration on paper and to sign it and to have witnesses and to turn it into City Hall. And someone said, well, what does that mean? What is that piece of paper going to do? And I think it was important. It was an interesting conversation because you guys immediately did touch upon, what matters is what he does after that. Is he going to honor that piece of paper, right? Like, is he going to honor what – the paper was a declaration, and by putting it down on paper, you have a record of it, and you say, this is my declaration, this is what I'm going to do. And it made me think of – it's like a contract, right? You make a contract with someone, and then let's say I make a contract with you to fix the roof on my house, and we agree, okay, if you fix it, I'll pay you $800, for instance, and then you don't do that. Well, I've got this piece of paper that says that you agreed to do it, and I gave you the money under my side of the contract or whatever, and you didn't. Well, and then, you know, is there another time when I'm going to take another contract from you? I mean, what's it going to mean if you write something down on a piece of paper after that? Right? If you give me another contract to do landscaping in my yard for $300 now, what is that piece of paper going to mean now? Given your record.
Yeah, you're right. Your actions have to be behind your words.
And so, and I guess in that sense, I think that's how you evaluate how much paper is worth. You know, it's not the paper that really matters. It's, you know, it's like people constantly complaining about how the Constitution isn't honored. Well, look at the people you're dealing with. You know, there are people who are not honoring a piece of paper. And so it isn't the paper that's the problem. You know, and it's, you have an issue with people. And I think that in a way the paper is the sort of obsession with changing the pieces of paper, and it is kind of a distraction from the problem, which is we have people who are willing to use violence against innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, every single law that there is a declaration saying if you do not, it's basically someone saying, they write it down on a piece of paper to get a lot of people to agree they're going to back them up on this, and they say, if you do not obey this, we are going to hurt you or punish you in some way. You know, and that's what every single law is. It's basically just a declaration. We're going to come do some violence to you if you don't do this. And so the problem is really, you know, yeah, I mean, the piece of paper is a reflection of a bad idea. It's writing, putting it down on paper is, you know, solidifying it to some extent what you intend to do. But it's the intention that is the problem. It's the intention of a person to do violence against innocent people, which is the problem.
Right,
and I feel like that is, it's a distraction if you are too obsessed with the paper.
The paper is a distraction, and it's also a way of justifying themselves as well. If these men and women were just going around and doing violence against others, it wouldn't look quite the same as if they're sitting in nice suits and writing things down and then ordering men with guns in uniforms to go and do it. If they were just going around and doing their violence without having all this circumstance and pomp around it, it sure would appear differently to people.
Yeah.
So the paper is a distraction.
It is, and I think that it's, and I understand some that, you know, I don't want to declare it completely irrelevant necessarily. I mean, if you see that people seem to behave a certain way because they've declared something on paper, if it does seem to make them a little more inclined to do something, then that's one thing. But if they've repeatedly shown that they don't honor their contracts and things like that, and I think that that's sort of what we see that all the time happening in the courts. I mean, you saw today. Yeah, you brought the not today, but the video came up recently that you brought the New Hampshire Constitution in your case, and it was shrugged off. And you know, and there are laws that are applied to some people, but not to others. And so again, the piece of paper is not being honored. And so I don't really understand the amount of relevance of that paper when what we should be focusing on is changing people's behavior and how they act to other people. And I just think that You know, in that sense,
that's the tricky part, right?
It's easy to write words down.
Well, the other thing too is that if you change people's attitudes, and again, if the paper is a reflection of their attitudes, then it's a reasonable conclusion that they're going to change the paper.
Sure.
You know, but you have to, but again, the focus is on the people and on their attitudes about using violence against other people. And so I think that it's reasonable to expect the paper to, in a way, you're kind of putting the cart before the horse if you're obsessed with, you know, like if you're obsessed with getting laws changed or getting legal precedent and things like that, you've kind of missed the point that all those things are just reflections of what people intend to do.
People would say, some would say that you get the government, the people get the government that they deserve. And I think what you're kind of explaining is a lengthier version of that, basically, that people have certain belief systems. They have, in many ways, accepted the ideas that the governments exist. And, of course, you know, there are just people that are doing violence. There are no governments. It's just people aggressing against others. But because they've accepted these ideas, that's what they live into. That's what they allow to be. If they didn't accept those ideas, then nobody would tolerate this crap.
And I think, too, that what reminded me, one of the very first callers tonight, and then now I'm going to try and recall the conversation, but one of the very first callers tonight was talking about how it's a very slow changing things, and that there's a certain things that are in human nature to do, and that's just the way people are. Is that really the case, or does it seem that way because we have gotten obsessed with trivial things and distractions, and again, I think in this sense that this is just one example, this sort of obsession with what people write down on paper, which is really just a reflection of what's in their hearts and minds. Is that a distraction? I mean, are we not focusing on the real problem, which is human nature? What should we not be trying to improve human nature? And I mean, isn't that at the root of all these problems with tyranny and with exploitation of people and violence? Is it not that we are disregarding human nature and we are distracted by physical things that have nothing to do with that, really?
To look at human nature and to just kind of take it and accept it is essentially the opposite of what you're saying. You're saying we can change human nature. If there is a human nature, it's something that can be modified. It's something that
if
can
we actually
evolve.
Pay attention to that instead of all the distractions,
it can
possibly.
Human nature can be incentivized or disincentivized. I don't know that you can change human nature necessarily, but you can incentivize good behavior. I do this with my son Jack all the time because 2-year-olds are little sociopaths. They want what they want. They will do whatever it takes to get what they want. Granted, they don't have the control over their bodies that adults do, mm-hmm. but you know, they're little animals. You know, just shy of that. And I think that they would grow up without the proper socialization into big animals. And I think mm-hmm. that at some point or another, society looked just like that. Essentially, you know, these people that were just slightly the great apes trading with each other, and then they realized, you know, if I can do better by trading with these people than trying to bash their skulls in, because then they come back and try to bash mine in, and you know, going back and forth, and that's how morality was created. But I think that we can incentivize and disincentivize good behavior. So you can see that murder pretty much taken care of at this point on a societal level, very little of it going on. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. You can just watch the news. They'll find a murder somewhere around you and blow it up into a big deal. But, you know, that's what you do. You incentivize and disincentivize.
1-800.
Cannibalism is taken care of just about on this continent, though.
Slavery is mostly been taken care of as well.
It's changed forms.
Yeah. Okay. True. Obvious slavery.
Chattel slavery, the actual owning of somebody with like a deed.
You can take control of the airwaves here. Maybe you've got some comments on these issues of changing people versus changing words on paper. You can also share your thoughts about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Dale, I don't know if you've got more you want to share, but we can get to that here in a moment. Mark, you did mention Jack, and I think you've got something else you want to talk about.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a book that I've been reading to Jack on a regular basis. It's called An Island Called Liberty, and it's kind of like Ayn Rand and meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. Make it one of any child's favorites. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read.
Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Is the place to go. A lot of features there, and we give them to you. The webcam is one of them. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch the show, and in much more of a brighter picture now. We've got some new lighting in the studio, and it really helps. I mean, when you're doing video work, having a lot of light on your subject is a good thing. And before, our third host, Dale, in this case, was kind of cast in shadow. They were kind of fading off into the background in our cam photo, and now Dale, you're very well lit now.
Yeah, now all my fat shows. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ian. No, actually, it's fine. It looks fine.
It's actually thanks to Sam and Meg from ObscureTruth.com. They came over and brought some lighting into the studio last night, and it looks great. So,
and cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can go, well, there's no point in bragging about that because no one else can have those. But they can enjoy the lighting at cam.freetalklive.com. And there's also a chat room on the same page so you can interact with other listeners as you watch and listen.
And if you're watching the cam, you can watch us like eating in front of you and not sharing the screen with you.
cam.freetalklive.com. It's not as bad when you watch it. You can't smell the food. I don't think it's as bad to watch that if you're not actually in the same vicinity as the food. Anyway, the cam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
That's right. MemoryDealers.com does bring you the cam, and they also bring you the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Syscom, Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of the list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock, ready to ship. Via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Scott is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing there, three amigos?
Well, hey, Scott. What's happening?
Hey, not too much. Just checking in. I've been kind of a busy, I've been actually a hermit here lately, but staying humble.
Do you have anything to talk about?
Hanging out. I just wanted to ask you guys, each one of you, what do you think about what has happened down in Arizona with the immigration bill that was signed? If you had a comment on that.
Dale, you want to start?
I don't know the details of it other than I know they're cracking down harder, and that's enough for me to not be happy about it.
One definitely. Of the details is that they are going to be able to, pretty much as I understand it, demand identification from anybody based if they have a so-called reasonable suspicion. So if they don't like the way you look, then they can come up to you and demand your papers. That's one of the things that it does.
That's pretty bad.
That's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
That's more police state right there.
Mark, your thoughts on the Arizona thing?
That's it. Cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, if you listen to the phrase, that means I'm going to get my face back, so I'm going to cut my nose off. And you're harming yourself in order to get, somebody that you have more in common with than you have differences.
It does actually. It makes sense now that I recall some protests. That had to do with do I look illegal? I think was they wanted people to carry signs saying do I look illegal, which is basically talking about this racist aspect of the new Arizona law.
Yeah, and there is definitely going to be that aspect to it. I think personally, it's sad. It's a sad statement of how Americans have been led to believe that immigrants are somehow dangerous. That they are more dangerous than the average American who has not immigrated, which is nonsense, as the article from the American Conservative Hispanic points out by Ron Unz. So it's just nonsense, and I think it's scary to watch people cheering this on. Wasn't it in Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, where they had that line about? I don't remember. I'm paraphrasing it, but essentially that they watch Liberty die to thunderous applause or something. I'm butchering the line. But essentially that's what's going on in Arizona is people are getting very excited about the rise of the police state. They're very excited about being issued some government papers and being able to pull them out and prove that they're a real citizen, whereas those darn Mexicans won't be able to do that and throw them out of this darn country, put up a big old wall. And, I mean, what's coming next? Where are they going to go from here is my question. So there's your answer, Scott. What about you? How do you feel?
Well, I kind of agree with you guys on that respect. But needless to know, I guess Virginia, from what I heard earlier today, they already passed this law.
I've heard that they entered one that was similar, but I didn't hear they passed it.
Well, but anyways, but I guess what I'm saying is, you always hear illegal immigrants. How about the people on the other side that are doing it the legal way, waiting for the people to come into the country? You never hear anything about that.
Well, what do you mean by that? When you say you never hear anything about it?
Well, what I'm saying is when my wife My soulmate, I went to did all the paperwork myself. I didn't hire an attorney. But it took 2 years for her to come over from the other side of the water to get here the legal way. And that's what I'm referring to that is there's so many people, you hear horror stories that's saying that I have to wait 6-7 years to come into country. Legal way. But how come you don't hear, I don't ever heard it on the news of them saying,
that's a great
all
question.
Those people that are coming over here the legal way, you know, they're bad for the country. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I just want to comment on.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. I would speculate that the reason why you don't tend to hear about that is because it's so commonplace.
Because how many people are sitting out there waiting to come to the United States now that could, you know, that are separated from their loved ones, that could be over here living productive lives and helping us all out? Because that's what happens when you work in the marketplace and you help other people, and that's why you get money.
But what he's describing happens to everybody. All of the people that are coming here so-called legally have to jump through an amazing amount of hoops.
And, of course, then once they've done all that, they get angry at someone else who skips that process.
Right. It's a cycle of abuse. And
Stockholm Syndrome,
and it's sad.
It's like in high school when everybody, the ninth, you know, everyone picks on the freshman.
Exactly right.
They were picked on, so they're going to pick on people too.
Right, even though if they would just stop picking on people, then we could end the cycle of violence
and be done with it. It's like the evil counterpoint to pay it forward. You know, you do something nice for someone, and they say, oh, what can I do for you in return? You know what? Pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Do something nice for someone else. And this is the reverse of that.
So it happens all the time. People are just made to wait, as Scott pointed out. They're made to pay thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Right. Now, Scott did it all on his own, but imagine for a second that the person that your loved one that's over here that's helping you out doesn't have the command of English that Scott does and isn't able to do it, because it's not easy.
Hire a lawyer. Spend $250 an hour.
Looking at government paperwork is hard when you don't speak English.
Yeah, I can tell you, I just got some government paperwork today that I can barely make heads or tails.
You
got
to read it 3 times through if you speak the language. Imagine if you don't. If it isn't your primary language.
But the reason why, to answer his question, this isn't covered is because, well, you go to a news editor and you say, hey, I had to wait 10 years and pay thousands of dollars and jump through all these hoops to get in here. Go to a news editor and he'll say, so I can find 10,000 people that are like you. It's not, from their perspective, it's not newsworthy. From our perspective, it's horrifying and it's commonplace, and we'll talk about that stuff. But in general, you're not going to hear about it because it's just, well, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to take forever to come to a so-called free country.
Speak English or die.
It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in and bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and so you can enjoy those on us, including our Shrine of Female listeners, with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can do that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can become a Shriner if you are a lady listener. shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Please visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here, Dale, you're watching something during the break, though. Just I'd like to insert, I was entertained by it, and I didn't get to see the whole thing. What is that you're watching?
It's a cartoonist named Mark Fior, and it's on his website. Let me see if...
I thought you were looking at the San Francisco Gate. It was also there.
It's probably embedded there. I think he has his own. I think the cartoonist has his own website. You can
all
probably
see if we
get
can dig that up.
Well, if
got it up now. It is sfgate.com.
That's the San Francisco Gate,
and it's called Police State Pete. You can probably do a local search on the SF Gate and get to find it with Police State Pete.
You could probably go to just startpage.com and search Police State Pete and find it that way too.
It's a very
State Pete cartoon.
It's an entertaining little flash animation.
And Mark Fior, F-I-O-R-E, will help you find it too.
Yeah, and the point is that what he's saying is that, you know, some people talking about this Arizona law where you know, if the cop has reasonable suspicion that you might be an illegal alien because you look like one, well, that may not affect you if you're, you know, say, of the white ethnicity, but what if you're an illegal Canadian alien? I mean, they exist, right? Well, Police State Pete needs to lock those people up, too. So that means that everybody has to show their papers.
That's right. It'll start, likely, with people who are brown, and will expand out from people who are brown to people who are poor to people who are middle class.
Isn't it lovely how... I mean, and this is. I mean, I know people hate it when you bring up the Nazis and they think, you know. But isn't it funny how it's always some bad? It's always for the purpose of getting some bad people. It's going to be for your own protection,
right?
That we have to invade your privacy so that we can catch these bad people.
But that's
and then
the
all
Nazis
of a sudden
did.
Everybody's bad. Like you know anyone. Yeah, it's exactly what happened.
That's everyone's what the Nazis did. I mean,
they turned people against each other and promised to protect people from the evil boogeyman, and now you get to invade their privacy in this horrible, horrible way.
They asked everybody for their papers because they were looking for the bad people that they'd convinced everyone that had ruined everything, the Jews. Or, you know, there was a whole variety of other people that they locked up, too. But
so it's a national – it's just – you're right. It's the same pattern. It's the national enemy where they create this boogeyman, and they essentially create them for scapegoating purposes. They look to the – they point to the boogeyman and they say it's the boogeyman that's causing all these this,
but
this crime.
Then they have a tool to use against anyone they don't like. If you're doing something they don't like, then they can, you know, at that point they can find some law you're breaking. Mm-hmm. And here's a nice easy one: you don't have your papers on you.
Yep.
You know, or if you do have your papers on you, we can track you. We can find out, you know, we can go and look up some obscure law. There's millions of them, after all. There's millions of words of laws that no person could possibly read in their lifetime, much less memorize. You know, they don't like you. Maybe your free speech, maybe you're expressing some free speech they don't like. I'm not sure where I'm getting this, just because it happens to us all the time. But they don't like your free speech. But, free speech is protected, right? So they find something else they don't like about you.
Right. You're disorderly when you're speaking, and that's not acceptable. But, you see, you can't use that disorderly conduct arrest every single day when dealing with every single person. But, you know, if they're not carrying their papers, so that's an easy one. You can just use that all the time.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, when the drug war ramped up during a bunch of war protests. Why? Because a lot of the war protesters were also using marijuana or some other drugs. So get them for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the problem was they were protesting your policies. And so
you didn't
find
like
a common element and go after that. And you can do that with discretion, right? Oh, here's a guy who's not protesting my policies, and we'll just overlook that one. But, you know.
Right,
so it's
like
very convenient to make all these new laws that people have to abide by. And now you can get – it just makes it that much easier to get anyone you don't like for some arbitrary reason.
Be careful of what you wish for, America. You might just get it.
Let's talk to Roy. He's listening in New York. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Roy. What's on your mind?
Well, all this immigration talk, I figure I'd bring up something that's kind of tangentially related, and that was crossing borders, which I do kind of often because I live near the Canadian border, so it's no mm-hmm. big deal to hop over to Canada and stuff. But, man, I do not like those border guards. They're just – they're nosy. They're pains in the ass.
Yep.
You know, it's like
– Which ones? Both Canada and U.S.?
Generally, the Canadians are a little bit – better than the American ones, but from talking to Canadian friends, I think the Canadians are a lot harder on their own people.
I know specifically some people who had trouble with the Canadian border guard. If I recall correctly, they actually, they took a whole bunch of their literature that was considered banned
right.
for
the guys from the Motorhome Diaries.
Yeah, exactly. I had Canadian border guard, and it was appalling.
I had. Some girl, I think she had like a bag of weed in her bra or something. They found that crossing the Canadian border, but you know, they kind of they basically took the weed and made it like it never happened. So
yeah, they took it and smoked it.
Yeah, probably.
Damn right. If it never happened, then never got written up.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I had a heck of a lot of trouble crossing into that Canadian border. They profiled me as a guy who had a beard and kind of long hair and driving around in a van, and they decided they would hassle me and ask me a bunch of questions, and they arrested me and tossed me in jail for having a felony conviction in the past, and that's what they do. Now if I go to Canada, I'm facing a couple of years in prison. It's nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's always a gamble, I guess, you know.
Just want to spend some money.
You asked me, it's just, I think the Canadians are a little bit easier going. But they're tough on their own people, because a lot of the Canadians come here and shop. First of all, they got a real strong dollar now, and also because our sales taxes are way lower. And so, you know, you go to the malls, and the malls are littered with price tags and stuff that the Canadians have thrown in the parking lot because, you know, if they get caught bringing new clothes or whatever over the border, then they get hit with all this stuff about trying to dodge the sales taxes and whatnot.
Thanks for sharing that, Roy. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, that was actually that was my lead into the kind of games I like to play with these border guards. I try to. I know you know you guys talk about you know standing up for your rights and all that kind of thing. So I figure, how could I be non-confrontational and give these guys the least amount of information possible? And I kind of come across, any of you have one of them friends, it's like maybe sort of geeky that talks about really boring stuff, and once they get started, they just go on and on and on, and, you know, it's kind of like, oh, how do I get off of the phone with this guy or something, you know
so
what I mean?
So you become that guy?
Yeah, yeah. So they'll say, do you have anything to declare? And I'll say something like, well, yeah, I went to the grocery store and bought 5 cases of Coca-Cola and other soft drinks, you know, because in Canada, they use real sugar. They don't use that corn syrup crap that we have in the U.S. You know why that happens? And I go,
just
and
start
I just
going
get on this
ramble,
this ramble about
awesome.
How there's price floors in America on sugar and subsidies to corn farmers and it's bad for your health. And I've had a lot of border guards that are just like, okay,
go.
You know, and it's just, especially if you give a couple responses like that to their questions. And they don't want to hear it. They're like, get the hell out of here kind of thing, you know. So
that's an interesting approach. Normally I like the idea of asking questions, but if you can just bore them to death, then...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's definitely non-confrontational, which is something you don't want, and it's non-threatening. It doesn't threaten
their
authority.
You just sound like a rambling lunatic.
Yeah. They're just more like, just get out of my hair. So anyway, that's an idea of an approach that some people can try. Every time I go through, I just try to think of different ways to...
You know what you said about the Canadians cracking down on people trying to avoid the sales tax? That happens inside the United States. I've heard of like horror stories you wouldn't believe of California cracking down on people for going to another state and buying a lot of stuff and coming back into the state.
Yep, at the checkpoints. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Roy. Great suggestion. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you want to help support the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. To get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, we've got at least a couple new affiliates to be announcing here within the next couple weeks, at the very least, if not more than that, thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. So please head on over. For $3 a month, you get access to perks, too. You get the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly forum, AmpOnly podcast, which is absent the normal commercial load you get in our regular podcast. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card, as well as PayPal and some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about Police State Pete, and there's a lot of discussion out there in the world of talk radio and just in general right now about this Arizona situation. People are going to protest. There's a boycott, which I think is really silly, the idea of boycotting any business that happens to be based in Arizona, as though businessmen are somehow responsible, or all businessmen in Arizona are somehow responsible for this. And the idea being that, well, we should put some pressure on these businessmen so they'll put pressure on the state and change this. What? Businessmen? Stepping out of line, businessmen taking their head out of the sand and actually stepping up and standing up for what they believe in? Pretty unlikely. I mean, these people don't want to put their businesses in jeopardy. I mean, they'll take your little boycott, but having the state pull their license? Boy, they're not going to take that kind of risk. So it doesn't seem to me like a boycott of Arizona businesses is going to do anything to end the new immigration restrictions down there that we've been talking about, where they're going to just be able to essentially stop anybody any old time they want to.
I guess they could lobby and stuff like that.
But why would a business?
If it's hurting their business. I mean, they're not going to just say, just defy the law, I'm sure.
No, certainly not.
License. But I mean, I guess when they say put pressure on the state, if it's hurting their businesses, I guess the idea is hopefully they would pressure the state to change the law or something.
So, but I think that I don't really think that the businesses are going to get too active on this, because getting too active means that you're going to stick out. I mean, if you are hearing from some of your customers, hey, I'm not going to buy from you anymore because of this, you better do something about it. And you start making waves to some extent. You start being seen, being active on a controversial issue like this. Well, then your other customers who maybe are in favor of the legislation might pull out from you as well. it just it doesn't seem to be in the best interest in general, of business boycotts. To take sides on politics.
Right, and I think in general boycotts tend to not be very effective on a large scale. You know, if you're talking about a boycott of a chain or a big company or something.
In fact, there's a Stossel episode of John Stossel's new program, Stossel, where he interviews the guy from Whole Foods, who is a self-described libertarian, the owner or the CEO, rather, of Whole Foods. They're interviewing him, and he was talking about how when he came out against whatever it was, there was some sort of global...
Universal healthcare.
He came out against that. And in favor of a free market health care, a lot of his customers, or a number of his customers, got all up in arms about it. And they started this boycott of Whole Foods, like, you're stabbing us in the back, and we're not going to buy from you anymore. And so there was all this news reporting about, because plenty of reporters are on the side of the boycotters. And so,
I can tell you, I worked at a magazine where almost all the reporters would at least go once a week to Whole Foods for lunch.
Let me try and predict what – well, I didn't see that, but let me try to predict what happened. A whole bunch of other people heard about it, really liked his stance, and ended up replacing the customers that he lost.
In fact, I think he said that not only did they replace the customers, but business was up.
Yeah, I believe that.
So
lots of free promotion.
Exactly. The free promotion got the word out, and so the boycott had the opposite of its intended effect.
I mean, look how bad the Christian boycotts of Disney have hurt Disney.
Right, because of gay day or whatever.
Right.
Exactly. So I don't think boycotting is going to change the law down there. Certainly they're trying lawsuits. Maybe that will do something.
It can be really distasteful, though, to buy at a store that where they've taken a stand that you disagree with, though. I mean,
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's
tough. No. You don't understand what the boycott is. Maybe I didn't make it clear earlier. The boycott, Mark, is boycotting all businesses in Arizona.
Yeah.
So the businesses in Arizona, all of them, are not taking the stand that we support this.
I guess I was talking about boycotts in general. I wasn't talking about this specific boycott, which is the stupidest boycott I've ever heard.
This is even more ludicrous than the average boycott.
And they are intended usually to hurt the business. So, I mean, certainly I understand, you know, I understand boycotting in the sense of I'm just not going to go there because I find it distasteful to go there because of what they're doing. But you make a big hubbub about it, and it's fairly likely, like Ian said, that you're going to end up giving them a lot of free advertising. And that there's just as many people who feel opposite of your particular pet issue who are going to end up countering the boycott.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Boycott's probably not going to be too effective at turning this around. It's unlikely there's going to be a significant amount of civil disobedience down there, so that's not going to, you know, that's not likely going to change it. As well as, it doesn't seem like, maybe the lawsuit could put a stop to it. I don't know. I don't know what the level of success with that would be, but I think maybe that has a better chance because it's kind of, you know, playing their game to some extent, whereas the boycott doesn't change what the state is going to do. But I think making fun of the government is a really important way to go about it. I think that if you can get people to laugh at the absurdities of the government when it wants you to take it very seriously, government people want you to take them seriously.
Of course they do. They're threatening people.
Right. And then they are scary, so I understand the fear. But I think that with good comedy and making fun of the government, I think that can go a long way. And so actually, I pulled up the police state Pete here. And you were right, Mark. If you do search at startpage.com for Police State Pete, it is the first result. And it's the page from the SF Gate. And it's just a short little cartoon, and the audio track's pretty great. So you can envision the visuals, but it's worth a look if you can pull it up yourself when you get a chance. I just wanted to play it because I thought it was cool.
Down in Arizona, among the cactus and the sage, works a fella keeps us safe from illegal aliens or immigrants or whatever you call them lawbreakers. That fella's name is Police State Pete. Why, there's Pete now, arresting with reasonable suspicion.
No papers? You're going to jail, amigo.
Hold on a second. Now, is it just me, or does... Now, you guys, you can see him. Does Police State Pete look like Joe Arpaio? Just a little bit? You know, the chubby... I mean, I guess he looks like a lot of cops, but he seems to be a little Joe Arpaio.
You know, I think it's interesting that they're using the guy with the cowboy voice as the narrator, and he's the smart one in this one. And Police State Pete doesn't have the sort of countrified accent, even though he's the villain. Do you get it?
Yeah. It turns out that one's part of a family been in these here parts since way back in the days Arizona was Mexico. There's old Police State Pete at it again, and that fella sure looks illegal.
Papers! Where are your papers?
Turns out that swarthy dude is just an Italian-American visiting from Queens. But you could have fooled me. Never been to Queens. No, old Pete, he's no dummy. He knows there's probably some Canadians hiding among them. He's on to one now.
Papers, Canuck! I got a reasonable suspicion of you!
Well, I guess that wasn't an illegal Canadian after all. Apparently, there's a lot of people down here look awful Canadian. Now, police state Pete, he's got another one collared. Could be illegal Canuck, or even European illegal.
Quit your struggling, woman. Where's your papers?
Looks like Pete went and arrested himself the governor of Arizona, Brewer, whose name used to be Drink Wine. Sounds mighty French illegal to me. Poor old police state Pete's got his work cut out for him with all these illegal-looking people. Because out here, even the plants don't stay put.
Yeah, it's a little unrealistic toward the end. I don't think Police State Pete would arrest the governor because he'd probably know who she was. But on the other hand, it was pretty brilliant.
Are you telling me there was an animated cartoon that was unrealistic?
I think it's great. I think it's very cute. You know, a cute little cartoon. And
it makes its point. The point is real clear that anybody that thinks that these new laws, even if you believe they're right, and I certainly don't, these new rules down in Arizona, anybody that thinks they're just going to be enforced against brown folk are, I think, going to find themselves a little surprised. And as I asked before, what's the next step? I mean, now we're talking about stopping people, as Pete pointed out there, because of reasonable suspicion.
Suspicion,
right? You're going to stop people because of reasonable suspicion. And then what's next? Because that means you can pretty much just stop any old person that you want to because, well, they look suspicious.
They look mighty Canadian.
Yeah. And so they're going to start stopping as many people or stop. They're going to begin stopping as many people as they possibly can. But then what? Well, what happens then? What happens if you don't have your papers?
That's not going to be good. I mean, it's bad enough to get stopped and, you know, be asked to rummage through your wallet so that you can, you know, so they can ask you some more questions about what's going on with you and where you're going and what do you got in your pockets. Do you have anything if I were to search you that, you know, you might be arrested for or whatever? It's bad enough. But if you'd happen to have gone out without your wallet like I did 2 days ago, then you're really in trouble.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.